This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, the Pueblo Police Department says rescue crews are working on pulling at least two people stuck under a mountain of coal at the Comanche Generating Station. A technical rescue team from Pueblo Fire Department was dispatched to that scene to begin the rescue. Additionally, two ambulances, and they are from the American Medical Response, are on site, and two emergency flight helicopters are on standby. Initially, the crews tried to use shovels to eventually move to the heavy equipment. Officials do not know the extent of the injuries to any of the workers at this time. However, we are working on getting more information about those contractors. We do have a crew on scene in Pueblo, and we'll give you the very latest. Elsewhere, the federal government is being criticized for how it handled Space Command's decision. The Government Accountability Office released a report today saying they needed to do more credibility and transparency in last year's decision to move Space Command from Southern Colorado to Huntsville, Alabama. The GAO noted it found the move to Redstone Arsenal consistent with the Air Force analyst analysis, but thinks that there were shortfalls. Former President Donald Trump said it was his decision to move Space Command to Huntsville, Alabama. Colorado's congressional delegation believes politics was a factor in Trump's decision. Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers wants the Biden administration to keep Space Command in Southern Colorado. The mayor says the Government Accountability Office report proves the federal government made the wrong choice last year. Suthers says it's in the interest of national security to keep Space Command at Peterson Space Force Base. We're learning new details about the motives behind the alleged murders of four men in El Paso and Pueblo counties. Witnesses claiming the alleged murders were over stolen drugs and a stolen car. Carlos Diaz, a 21-year-old man charged with those killings, went in front of a judge in El Paso County yesterday. According to arrest documents, Diaz was already confessing to the three of the killings in incidents that police in Colorado Springs and Pueblo were able to tie together after finding the same shell casings at each scene. Another witness told detectives that Diaz told them, quote, he could kill them all because of his expressed desire to kill people. Claudia Zegarelli, the mother of Manuel Zegarelli, one of the victims, who says she is in the process of getting he was in the process of getting clean from doing drugs.
He would even think that the lack of drug sales that they caused him was a reason to kill them. Drugs are replaceable. A car is replaceable. Our children's lives are not replaceable. Our children are not coming home anymore.
Zigarelli was killed on the morning of April 25th. Witnesses told police they heard 10 gunshots on Pueblo's east side of that day. Carlos Diaz remains in jail without bond. Governor Polis is signing more bills passed by state lawmakers before their session ended last month. KRDO News Radio's Mallory Anderson has that story.
The governor signed a bill yesterday that gives a state property tax exemption to nonprofit child care centers. Supporters of the bill say it'll reduce operating expenses at those centers, allowing them to reduce the price of child care. The bill will take effect in August. Mallory Anderson, KRDO News Radio.
Those are the top stories we're following on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Well, it's been an okay Thursday out there. We have had a little bit of that cloud cover hanging around for a good chunk of the day. That's held our temperatures down just a bit where that cloud cover has been. But down near Pueblo, it's been a little bit sunnier out there. And we're actually going to be watching for the rest of this evening a few afternoon thunderstorms that are going to be possible. Those will move off onto the eastern plains and will clear out nicely overnight. We are expecting a pretty nice day on Friday as temperatures rise into the upper 70s for Colorado Springs to lower 80s around Canyon City and Pueblo. We're also expecting a few afternoon thunderstorms on Friday to possibly turn severe, so keep an eye to the sky. This weekend looking pretty great with temperatures into the 70s and 80s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Andy Stein.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.